Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to this July 10th, 2024 edition of the Healing Sound Show. I am Jonathan Goldman.
And I am Andy Goldman. And we are here with our esteemed guests, Donna Eden and David Feinstein. And we can't wait to share with our audience so much about these two incredibly beautiful people.
It's a real blessing to have you here. Andy is so very, very excited because she's such fans of both of you, which I am too. And in full disclosure, we've known each other before, not only in past lives, but in this lifetime. So it's a blessing to be talking to you about your extraordinary work. This is the first time you've been on our show. And thank you so much for being with us. And
now I would love to read your bios to let people know a little background. David Feinstein, PhD, is a pioneering psychologist with 9 national awards for his books on consciousness and healing. He has taught at Johns Hopkins University and Antioch College, receiving multiple accolades, including the USA Book News Best Psychology Mental Health Book Award. Donna Eden is a renowned energy medicine practitioner and a leading authority in energy medicine. She has developed a system to teach others to work with their own energies. Her work has been presented globally, and her book, Energy Medicine, is used as a textbook in hundreds of healing classes and is available in 21 languages. Donna is among the world's most sought after, most joyous, and most authoritative spokespersons for energy medicine. Together, David and Donna have built a leading organization teaching energy medicine with 1,600 certified practitioners worldwide. They've been honored with the Infinities Foundation's Spirit Award and the Pioneer Award for Energy Healing Leadership. Their latest book, Tapping, Self-Healing with the Transformative Power of Energy Psychology, has received critical acclaim. Their work continues to impact the field of energy healing globally. And Donna and David, it is our honor and our joy to welcome you to the Healing Sound Show. We cannot wait to just jump right in, and I just have to share with our audience that for me, this is a really exciting show because I have been, fan, follower, you guys have been teachers of mine for so many, many years, and what a joy it is to have you guys on today. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It was a great, great reception for us, and we're thrilled to be here with you. You know, we followed your work, you know, Jonathan, for forever, and it's just privilege to be here.
Yes. Well, as a first question for all of the, you know, you're internationally known, but for those people who don't know about you, Donna and David, We're going to be talking about your fabulous new book, Tapping, in a moment. But can you individually tell us a little bit about yourselves first? First, how you came to be personally and then plurally as a couple. How about that? Whoever wants to speak first, please go ahead.
You just tapped my leg to start.
Okay. Tapping. All right.
I grew up with a lot of different ailments, physical ailments. And by the time I was 16, I had multiple sclerosis. And I just kept getting worse and worse. And Western medicine couldn't help me at all. And there wasn't any energy medicine out there or anything like that I could go to. But when I had five different specialists that I went to tell me I was basically terminal because all my organs were breaking down. And I don't know what happened, but it was like lightning struck me on that fifth doctor. I thought, oh, I'm just not supposed to see doctors anymore. I'm supposed to heal myself. And I was somehow elated. I was like, oh, you know, this is what it's supposed to be. And I went home and I started working on myself, just experimenting. And slowly, on that first day, I got the energy to move on my legs because I wasn't able to walk much any longer. And then the energy on my face, because my face had gone numb and I couldn't move my mouth very much. And I got over my allergies to wheats and grains. I mean, everything just kept happening like this as I was fiddling with the energies in my body. And I got over my asthma. I mean, everything happened. It took a while, but every day something new would happen. And it was so exhilarating and I was so happy. And it seemed natural and normal and totally confusing to me why the whole world wasn't doing this. Because we could all get well from whatever we had going on. And then when I was completely well, I just had a passion to share it with everybody. And not about my multiple sclerosis, but about their energies, where their energies were off. And it just kept going like that and continuing.
And thank goodness that it did, Donna, because you have literally helped so many people. And, you know, introducing and bringing energy medicine, energy psychology, it's really been such a blessing to many, many, many people. Well, both of you have been a blessing.
Such a blessing. I mean, it changes your life when you make energy. And energy understandings and energy medicine, energy psychology, all a part of your life. It changes everything. you get happier and happier, by the way.
So that's a good thing.
I got into energy healing through marriage.
David, I got into sound healing through marriage.
As you mentioned, my very first position as a psychologist was in the medical school at Johns Hopkins University. And I met Donna right after I was there for 7 years in Baltimore, then moved back to San Diego where I'd started. And that's where I met Donna. And so she is talking about these energies. And this is not any kind of energy that I've ever heard of. I mean, energy has specific properties. It has wavelengths and it has frequencies and it's able to do certain things like work. It's part of the definition. And she's talking about something that has memory. Energy has memory. No, energy doesn't have memory. Energy has intelligence. Energy doesn't have intelligence. Come on. Energy can heal. What? But, you know, there were other things I liked about her, so I put up with it. And you can imagine the dinner table discussions early in the relationship, which was 47 years ago since we met.
47 years ago.
Oh, congratulations. Wow.
But we were totally incompatible. in every way except our souls connected, you know, but we were so different.
and the difference between energy scientifically and energy according to however she experiences it is part of it. But as we got to know each other, I was noticing that people were getting helped. So that built some credibility to her, you know, kind of wild ideas. And so then she asked me to help her write a book, and I was interested enough at that point that I, being, you know, she was being asked to write a book, and she's just saying, no, it's, you know, this is too organic. It's too natural. You know, it just unfolds. How could you put that in a book? But I'm very left brain. So between the two of us, we got the book that's now in 21 languages, as you mentioned. And, so I was kind of understanding her work, but when I got introduced to energy psychology, that brought up a whole other level of skepticism in me. I was running a supervision group in Ashland, Oregon, where we lived at the time, and I had about 10 other therapists were in my group, and one of them had been exposed to and was getting excited about this tapping therapy. And so she starts talking about it in the group. And, you know, you tap on the top of the head and the side of the eyes and under the cheekbones and under the nose. And, you know, what does this have to do with healing anything? I mean, this is ridiculous. And so she starts, you know, she's very enthused about it. And I was polite. I didn't, you know, put her down for this, but I looked into it and saw there was no research at the time, zero clinical trials, none, and there was no way to explain how it worked. So I just kind of steered her away from talking about it in my group. And as you know, when you really judge something harshly, it often comes back to bite you. And so here I am talking to you as an advocate of this approach. But what changed it for me was that after the book came out and we went on a tour of, you know, the publisher back then put us, this is 1999, put us on a 5-city tour. And I guess six city tour. And you go from one city, you have about 36 hours there where somebody has set you up for like a bookstore and a radio interview and a TV interview and about 5 different appearances. Then they whisk you to the airport and to the next one. Well, that was in 1999, and we're kind of still on that tour. But now we've made more than 1,000 appearances. And, but very early in that, when we started teaching, it turns out that about 15% of the people that come to Donna's classes are psychotherapists. So they saw I was a psychologist and I'm there with Donna. So they start asking me about this tapping stuff, this energy psychology. It's also called emotional freedom techniques. And, you know, I was wise enough to not just spew out my first impressions of it as just being some bogus, ridiculous thing. And, I was in a position where I had to either fake it or admit that I didn't know anything or go learn something. And just as that's occurring to me, an opportunity opened. We were doing a weekend workshop that ended at lunch on Sunday. And one of the participants comes up to me after the workshop, and she was a psychologist. And she says, well, I meet with a group of local psychologists. We meet once a month on Sunday night. And tonight we're going to be talking about this energy psychology, and maybe you'd like to come as my guest. I thought, oh, okay, I guess I better go learn something about this. If a psychology group is interested in it, then maybe there's more to it than I realized. So I show up, it's at somebody's house, and I've got my skeptic's hat on, and there's about a dozen of us, and the way it was set up was that the therapist that had been studying thought field therapy, which was the original form of energy psychology that EFT, emotional freedom techniques, is derived from. And he had asked the group if one of them would like to have one of their patients come in for this demonstration, a patient who was not responding to the therapy. And he'd see what he could do with it. So one of the other therapists brought in a woman who had severe claustrophobia. And the way it was that he set up the two chairs facing one another in the middle of the living room, and the rest of us are in a circle around it. And they start the interview. And I'm wondering, okay, how is it that he is going to introduce this ridiculous looking technique to somebody? And so I'm kind of watching. And the first thing he does made perfect sense to me. He just asked her the history of her fear of closed spaces. And then he asked for how has she tried to overcome them. She's done self-help. This is her second therapist, and nothing seems to be working. And so I'm listening, okay, that's a good, the guy isn't crazy anyway. And then the next thing that happens is that he asks her to imagine being in an elevator, which is one of her, a situation she identified as difficult for her. And he has her give a rating of 0 to 10 on the amount of distress it causes. And that's comfortable for me because that's a technique that's used in many kinds of therapy. I was using systematic desensitization at the time, and we used that 0 to 10. It's called a SUD rating, subjective units of distress. She was a 10. And so I'm real comfortable. But then he starts doing these strange incantations where he's having her tap on these different points. And with each point, he's having her say, fear of elevators, fear
why
of elevators. We're on the radio, my dear.
Oh.
Listen, I'm going to even go to the very beginning of the beginning for those folks who are clueless about what tapping is. Can you, in the just the next couple of minutes, just a brief definition of what the heck tapping is? Then we're going to go into commercial and find out its history, why it's important, its use, et cetera. But for, what the heck is tapping?
Well, let me just continue the story, because I think it's kind of interesting that he has her tap on these acupuncture points while saying, fear of elevators, fear of elevators, fear of elevators. And I'm watching and I'm thinking, oh my God, he's giving her post-hypnotic suggestion to be afraid of elevators. He's just tapping that in. Is this malpractice? am I obligated to report him to the psychology board? But after about 2 minutes, she is able to go in again and give it a rating as she instructs her to do, and it's down to a 7. And then it does another round, and it's like 2 more minutes. And I'm watching real skeptically, and it's down to a 5. And I'm thinking, do I believe my eyes and ears, or do I believe what I believe? And they were real cognitive dissonance there. So I figure, okay, I'll bet it's some kind of Stockholm effect where she's developed some affection for him and doesn't want to embarrass him in front of his colleagues. So they do another round, and it's back up to a 7. And go, oh, okay, I knew it wouldn't work. I knew it wouldn't work. This is just normal fluctuations when you do this in front of a crowd. But he asked her, when it went from a 5 back up to a 7, what was going on in your mind? She said, well, it's very interesting. I have this memory that I hadn't had for decades. And when I was about 8, I was playing with my brothers, and we had this big appliance box, and our older brothers and their friends, one of us would get in it, and they would push us, and it was great fun. But when it was my turn, they pushed us against the wall, and they pushed her against the wall so that the flaps of the box were against the wall in a way that she couldn't get out. And the brothers just kind of left, making fun of her, and she's there trapped in this darkness, this complete darkness, and she starts screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming, and she's telling it, you really hear her getting activated. And the therapist is calmly, stays in contact with her, has her continue to tap now, or start to tap again on the acupuncture points, and you just watch her begin to get very calm, and then after the break, we'll continue the story because it's almost at the punchline.
Beautiful. All right. We are with Donna Eden and David Feinstein, and we're talking about tapping. They're brilliant, beautiful people, and their new book, Tapping, you can get it at many places, Amazon, all that, but if you want to really do it through the show, it's at energytapping.com, www.energytapping.com. I am Jonathan Goldman. I'm with
Andy Goldman.
This is the Healing Science Show, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes with our illustrious guests. Stay tuned.
Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, it is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness. You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have seven chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
And we are back. I am Jonathan Goldman.
And I am Andy Goldman.
And it is the July 10th.
And we are here with our esteemed guests, Donna Eden and David Feinstein. And before break, we were just on the edge of our seat with the punchline to a great tapping psychology energy story, David, that you were sharing. We'd love to just jump back into that and then get more into tapping.
So there she was, imagining herself being in the box and being absolutely terrified, and the therapist has her tap on these acupuncture points, and then with no words, because she's already in the experience, but then starting to give her some words, which is part of the protocol, and the words were like, I'm safe now. It was a long time ago. Suggestions that go along with the tapping that really begin to help her calm until it goes, she was clearly at a 10, it's gone down to a 0. Then it goes to other aspects of it, like her anger at her brother and sense of betrayal and giving that a rating and tapping that down to 0. And then her anger at having this event cause this, you know, psychological disability that she couldn't be in close spaces for all these decades, and tapping on her frustration and anger about that. Then we go back to the elevator, and we've not been working on elevators, but it's gone from a 7 down to a 3. And then a little bit more tapping, and it goes down to a 0. And then, you know, we're all psychologists like to test things. And so somebody says, well, we're in somebody's living room and there's a coat closet over there. What if she got into the coat closet and see what happens? And so the therapist was real sensitive. He said, we're not trying to prove anything to anybody and we don't want to re-traumatize you. So if you feel any anxiety, you just open that door and walk out. And she agrees to it, and she gets in, closes the door, and half a minute goes by, and a minute goes by, and it's a long time in silence. You can imagine a dozen psychologists all hovering around this closet door and staring at it, and then 2 minutes, and it seems to me like about 3 minutes, the therapist knocks on the door and says, are you okay? And she opens the door, and she's absolutely triumphant. She has no fear. She's knows that she's cured of her claustrophobia. So everybody starts congratulating her, congratulating the therapist, except me. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I see what's going on. This is a social psychology experiment to see how gullible psychologists can be. But it wasn't. And now I've had that experience over and over and over again. It's not always a one-session cure, but it's surprising how often, how much you can accomplish in one session. And also, even in complex situations like PTSD, you can get so much done in 8 or 10 sessions where you really go to the roots of the problem and really go deep. And so it's, as a therapist for 30 years at that point, I didn't throw away anything I already used, but I was able to integrate the tapping into my work. And that's what the book does, is it tells how to integrate tapping into the best practices that psychology has to offer for problems on the lower end of the spectrum, because everybody experiences sadness and worry and habits they want to break, all the way up to the highest end of difficulty, such as PTSD, chronic depression, severe anxiety. So we take that spectrum. And I can talk later more about what happens when you tap, and that will really help you to understand what the method is. But I've been talking for a long time, so I'll shut up for a minute.
David, wait a minute. What happens when you tap?
Okay, well... The first thing is that you're tapping, there's several hundred acupuncture points on the body. Those points have different electrical properties than other parts of the skin. Specifically, they have greater conductivity, less resistance, electrical resistance, greater electrical conductivity. The second thing is that these points are, of course, made up of cells, and each cell is made up of molecules. And some of these molecules that are part of the cells that make up the acupuncture points have a very interesting quality, and that is that when you apply pressure to them, they generate an electrical impulse. It's kind of like how a cigarette lighter works when you kind of pull on the little round thing and it makes a spark. That's called piezoelectricity. And it's a well-known concept. It's not just energy psychology. This is from physics and biology, that when you
basis
points, it creates this electrical charge. Now,
can I interrupt really quick? I want to say that when I see somebody tap, I see that spark. I see the spark right off. And then I see a pulsing that goes wherever they've tapped, it will continue to go on up into the brain. And you see it tap. You see the movement of energy, often in colors, but always in a pulsing.
And then establish one of your credentials, which is that you see energy.
Oh.
John, you see energy. With quartz crystals, I do a lot of work with quartz crystals, and of course energetically they work, but a lot of people don't realize that the basis of most of the modern phonograph records and different types of audio things is based upon the piezoelectric effect from quartz crystals. And
yes.
David, you're saying that we got that in our bodies too, huh?
And Donna, you're actually able to see that
yes.
in the body. And I'm just really curious because I feel like, Donna, like you discovered so much about the energy system in our bodies and tapping. And, you know, when did all of that first happen? Because everybody is so into tapping, but I don't know that they necessarily know that it's been around because of you, basically.
Oh, I don't know. It's not really because of me. I think even tapping has been around for thousands of years.
Okay.
But it disappeared. It went dormant because we moved into a much more scientific age or something where people wanted, you know, it was very different. But I have known that way back thousands of years ago, the dentists that they had in the day then used tapping so people wouldn't feel pain in their mouths when they tapped.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, tapping is just, every time you either touch, tap, hold an acupressure point, energy moves. And you can connect up energy points on the body. And, you know, to tell you the truth, I mean, my brother, my sister, and I have always seen energy because my mother kept it alive. And I think everybody, if their mothers kept it alive, would be able to see energy. And we were in Ashland, Oregon for 20 years. And I was able to work with parents, well, to be parents, a pregnant couple. You know, and they wanted their child to be real open with their senses and to see energy. And so I'd say, well, it doesn't matter whether you can see or not. Just keep talking about the energy. What do you see around that person? Okay. And so, all right. So more later.
We're going to get back to seeing stuff in a moment. We're going to go to a commercial break, but once again, your fabulous book, Tapping, is available at energytapping.com. And it's a great place to get it or anywhere else. It's a brilliant book. Kudos to you both. More later. We're going to commercial break. We'll be right back with Donna Eden and Dave Fonsine. So blessings and thank you. Be right back.
Stay with us.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have 7 chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, it is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness. You can find the humming effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of connecting with the energy of the earth? Would you like to be able to tune your mind and your body to this extraordinary healing frequency? Try the Gaia Frequency Tuning Forks, available at HealingSounds.com and at Amazon. Exclusively designed by me, Jonathan Goldman, these tuning forks might just change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret, now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
And we are back talking with Donna Eden and David Feinstein. And Donna, you were in the middle of telling us about a myriad of things.
Having lived in Ashland, Oregon, which is a little town, I worked on just about everybody in the town at some time or another. And I especially loved working when somebody was pregnant and working with the energies of the baby and the mom. And when the parents really hoped that their child would see energy, I said, just keep it alive. Keep talking about it. And it will tend to go dormant in that first year of life unless you keep it alive, because there's so much to learn. And so I got to see kids grow up still seeing energy. And a few years ago, we went back to Ashland. We still have our business in Ashland. And we went back, and I was walking down the street, and I was probably a block away from seeing a group of guys. I think there were five of them. They were all walking down the street, and the tallest guy, they all look like football players. You know how they walk down the street. And the tallest guy said, he saw me coming, and he said, "Hey, Donna, I see purple."
Oh my gosh.
And he wasn't embarrassed about it with his other friends. You know, they were all talking about colors and energy. And so it has been very rewarding to see kids grow up with that ability still.
And just keeping it alive, like you said, from the very beginning. Yes. What a great tip to share with our audience.
A great tip, yes.
Going on to a totally different level of consciousness regarding this, David, it feels like some of the most important, if you like, contributions you've made to this field have been in the area of your research, because people are so darn needing of the validation that something is real, even if they experience it. Can you talk about that for a moment? Because it's, you know, a lot of people go, whoa, it's research, it's real.
Sure. When I was judging that woman in my supervision group in the late 90s, there was no research on this, no peer-reviewed clinical trials. Now there are more than 200 peer-reviewed clinical trials that show a statistically significant change, improvement in at least one of the targeted symptoms of all of these studies. And so you have a pretty solid research background. And what that does is it gives us a way to understand what's going on, because it does look so strange. Of course, people just reject it right out of hand. Like, if there's something that's easy to just label as voodoo, this is one of them. And so back to the way that the acupuncture points have some unique electrical properties, and when you apply pressure on them by tapping them or needling them or other ways, that those molecules generate piezoelectricity, and that's a well-known process called mechanosensory transduction. Okay, so it generates an impulse, but so what? Where does the impulse go? Well, it turns out that where the impulse goes is to whatever part of the brain has been activated by the words or images or memory that the person brings to mind. So when the woman was bringing the elevator to mind, that's where the impulse went. It went there, and so that's really interesting. How does it get there? Well, interestingly enough, is that it, you know, Donna was saying how she sees it move. Well, where she sees it move is along the meridian lines, and the meridian lines were a mystery for a long time because, and that people were, Western scientists were discounting acupuncture because no one could find these meridians, but that they weren't in the nervous system, they weren't in the cardiovascular system, but it turns out they are in the body's connective tissue. They're kind of hidden there, but the body's connective tissue has a lot of collagen, which is a semiconductor. So this signal now that is generated in perhaps the person's hand when they were tapping on their hand goes through the connective tissue along the meridian line to the part of the brain that was active. And now, that's the next piece of information, of understanding. The following piece is, what does it do when it gets there? Well, it can reduce the activation so that the woman's amygdala is gone into a threat response. We know that when a person only thinks about something that is stressful or traumatic, that the brain goes into the reaction as if it was really happening. And so she thinks about it, the amygdala and the limbic system, the emotional part of the brain, goes into a threat response. The signal reaches there and reduces that threat response. And so you have the brain getting opposite messages. The memory is going, having it go into stress response. The signal is reducing that response. So that's the next piece of it. Not only that, but it also turns out that it can go in and increase blood flow in other parts of the brain. So when the woman thinking about the elevator, there's a part of her that's also needing, trying to problem solve or manage stress, which happens in the front part of the brain. And so the signal goes there and increases the blood flow. So she becomes more able to problem solve, becomes more able to manage stress. And the folklore in acupuncture is that the acupuncture point's effect will be whatever the body needs. So there's a kind of a holistic way that this happens. So we have the tapping generates an electrical signal that finds its way to the brain and does what's needed there. So that's the basic explanation. There's one other piece is, why does it last? You know, so okay, so what? So now she's not feeling upset about elevators in the moment because the signal is telling the brain that everything's okay, but why won't she get scared again the next time she sees an elevator? And the reason for that is a process called memory reconsolidation, where the models that we have in our brain, the models that guide us, the cognitive structures, they're called, that guide us, that tell us, that make sense of the world, that tell us what's safe, what's not safe, that tell us what to do, that those models are pretty durable. We develop them and they don't change that much. But when the model doesn't accurately predict what's happening, then that's when it's possible for it to change. And so she's thinking of an elevator. The model is that she's going to feel anxious. She doesn't feel anxious. So that's a mismatch. And once that mismatch happens, the neural pathways that support the model become able to change. They open up. And so there is that mismatch, and the model then is able to change. So she recognizes that she is not someone that, like when the woman came out of the closet, she knew that she was cured because the model had changed. She was okay. So that's the mechanisms in a nutshell.
Wow. David, that really, in a nutshell, that just told me everything. And I have used tapping for so long. And I've, of course, you know, done, you know, research the research, but the way you just explained it just really went right in to me. Thank you for that.
We're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. Jonathan Goldman.
And Andy Goldman, and we are going to be back with Donna and David, and we're going to talk more about their tapping, their new book, Tapping Self-Healing with the Transformative Power of Energy Psychology. And I just want to recommend this book to everyone because it is phenomenal. We will be right back.
Thanks.
Stay with us.
Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Hello, this is Jonathan Goldman. I'd like to bring you a few moments of relaxation by offering you this opportunity to listen to some of my music. This is an excerpt of Quiet Space from Celestial Reiki. If you can, just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath as you listen to this music. If you'd like to hear more of my music, please go to Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Music, YouTube, or anywhere else you stream music. Thank you.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
And we are back.
We are back. I am Andy Goldman.
And I'm Jonathan Goldman.
And we are here with Donna Eden and David Feinstein. And we have much more to talk about in a short period of time. But before the break, we were talking about the different the words that you say when you tap and the points. And I'd love to share that with our audience.
And the question is, does it matter if you're doing affirmations, or does it matter if you're making a sound or thinking positive things? Can you just tap, or is it a synergistic effect? Tell us.
That's a great question. And one of the really interesting applications of this has been immediately following disasters. Teams have gone into more than 30 countries following school shootings or tsunamis or earthquakes where many people are affected and are in a great deal of distress. And immediately, you don't need to use words, because if the person is already in a state of distress, just tapping is going to help to calm them, just as a breathing technique might help to calm them, just as music might help to calm them. So you can use techniques that make sense. Tapping is particularly potent, though, in calming them because of that deactivating effect that it has on the limbic system. So you don't need the words in every situation. What the words do is they allow you to really begin to be an engineer, to begin to shift deep standing patterns, long-term patterns, begin to shift emotional as well as mental patterns. So a person maybe is going into anxiety every time that they see an authority figure. And so you can use the words to work with that. You can use the words to go into the past, bring them into the past. You can use the words to look at current challenges and use the words to bring them into the future so that they are able to cope with situations that they can anticipate but haven't met yet. In terms of how affirming, what you start with is where they're experiencing the problem. So if they're experiencing anxiety, you start with the anxiety, like the way that the therapist at that demonstration started with my fear of elevators. You start with where the symptoms are. But as you reduce the impact of the symptom, then you can start to be more creative in future pacing and really helping them to have the responses that they want to have in the future. So it starts out more negative, gets more positive as you continue.
Can I get an example?
Yes, Donna, please.
This is a little bit different, but a few years ago, I got over my allergies to cats. Because both my daughters have two cats in their house, and I would end up with like a hay fever condition with my eyes running, my nose running, and everything itching. So I would start to say, I'd start tapping and just whatever words came to me saying, oh, my nose is itching, my eyes are all red and watery, I just hate this, and I can't go into their house, just whatever, and tapping. And I'd keep doing it until my eyes would quit watering, my nose would quit itching, and I don't have to do that at all anymore. I did that maybe three times before I went to their house, and also once while I was in it, just so terrible. But I just made up the words of how bad it was and kept saying them until it was gone.
Oh, you know, that's the thing about tapping. And, you know, I know that this is radio, so we can't really, you know, demonstrate. But if you could just let people know, like, some places to tap, because I know, you know, under the eyes is a good place.
I'm going to suggest that the best thing that they can do is
get your book.
it's really worthwhile. It's truly a guide. It's truly a magnificent, comprehensive structure of consciousness, and I was also delighted to see some friends of mine, including Rick Leskovitz being quoted in there, and others who are just, you know, delightful people. This whole field of energy medicine, you know, it's about time that the mind-body connection has come into its own without people going, oh, you're just psychosomatic or whatever the term was. Yeah. People who are sensitive would be like considered hypochondriacs, whatever. Now it's coming into validity and it's changing the world. It's changing the very fiber of reality as we perceive it. And I want to thank you both for your extraordinary co-creative effort in creating not only tapping, but all your other work. Donna, you've got your fabulous Eden method going on, etc. What do you got going in the future right now? You got your book. What else is happening for you guys?
Well, what's happened is that even though we had no intention of starting an organization, we were on that book tour and just teaching and just wanting to give our message, people started following us, and they would go around, and we'd give wherever we were, they'd show up, and then they wanted more advanced classes, and so we started teaching more advanced classes, and then they wanted to have some way to show that they studied with us. So they went into a certification program, and it just grew and grew and grew, so that now we have, you know, as you mentioned, there's, you know, actually nearly 2,000 certified practitioners gone through the 2-year program and really know how to do Donna's work. And they're doing it all over the world, particularly in English-speaking countries, but more and more in other countries as well. And so we're kind of trying to manage all that. You know, I mean, we have great help, great staff, but that's where really where the growing edge is on what we do with our time right now.
Yeah.
And I know that you guys have a big conference coming up in September.
Yes.
I'd like to share a little of that.
Yes, thank you. It's called the Energy Fest, and we do it every other year, and we gather our practitioners and also many other people that have never met us, who just have heard about the organization, and it's just such a high experience. So
lots of classes and lots of keynote speakers, and it's really cool. And we'll be in Tucson.
We'll be in Tucson, Arizona, at a beautiful resort. So, and there's really two websites. The Energy Psychology website is when you mentioned energytapping.com, energytapping.com. But for the energy medicine side, which is the Energy Fest, that would be EdenMethod.com, EdenMethod.com.
Or just Energy Medicine, you'll get there too, won't you?
Yeah, EnergyMedicine.com.
You guys are all over the place. You know, last minute, we're at last words of wisdom from the fabulous couple of Donna and David. Anything that you can think of that you'd like to share?
Oh, I just want to say that everybody on this planet has the ability to heal themselves and shift their energies, you know, get their energy back if they lose it, or get themselves out of a bad mood, or whatever, or get well. Just get well, and it empowers you for life, and it's a wonderful thing to do. It's good. In the end, it'll save the world. Now your turn, Dave.
Well, I don't know that everyone can heal themselves, but everyone can help with their healing. And I think Donna's and my message both is that there are ways you can empower yourself to live more happily and more effectively in this crazy world. And there's never been a time that we've needed it more to really give people the tools so that their happiness, their sense of ability to cope in all the mess that's going on right now is really at its peak. So that's what we're committed to, is those tools. The name of our organization, or the motto of our organization, is raising the vibration of the planet one person at a time. And that person is you.
Oh, so beautiful.
And we're so much in alignment. We like to say we heal the planet.
We heal ourselves.
We heal ourselves.
We heal the planet.
We can make the difference, and we have a choice. Listen, we're going to go for a break, and I'm going to announce who's coming on next, but it's been a blessing having you. Thank you so much.
And David.
It's been a blessing to be with you. It really has been.
Thank you so much. And many blessings of love and light through sound to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We'll be right back.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Ah, what an extraordinary show. What guests. And everybody get the book Tapping by Donna Eden and David Feinstein. And it'll be a healthier, happier life. Next month, we have August 14th, 2024. He is a well-known game show host, a life coach, a sound healer, and his author, Gene Jones, who's talking about his new book, Consolidated Wisdom. It's a great, great book. He's a great person. Blessings of love and light through sound to all of you. See you next month. Bye-bye now.